Sorry to make you come out here today, but we
That's
had
okay.
technical issues, and that's the only way we could do it. At least you had the tennis shoes on today, so you could run across
the
floor
run, the
like
run
that.
was a little bit easier, one of my neighbors has a make-a-wish kid here that's gravely ill, and so I had to stop
Absolutely.
And try to deal with that before I came over here. So
understand
I
that.
apologize for being a little late.
Well, it's just good you could come over after a win, and it wasn't easy, but boy, at least you got the W.
Well, we needed it, and I told the team after the game I was on life support, and I appreciated them getting me off of it, and I really proud of our team. I'm proud of the effort that they played with today. I thought defensively we had a great deal of intensity, and I was really happy with that part of it. I thought, you know, it was good to see AJ and Shane go on the same day again, and Shane was awesome in the second half, I thought, and AJ created a lot of problems for them because he drew fouls, particularly in the first half. So, you know, it was a good day. We just needed a victory, and it didn't matter how it came. We just needed to get a W, and we were able to do that.
You kind of feel like when you look back in that first half, you actually had a chance. I don't know if to put the game away would be proper, but boy, you're sitting on a 12-point lead or a 14-point lead and get the ball four or five times and come away empty. And Auburn shoots, what, 22% in the first half?
Yeah, we should have had a bigger lead, but, you know, that's kind of the state that we're in right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say the same thing at Mississippi the other night in the first half. Our defense is really solid. We were getting them to miss, and we were missing open shots.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't say too much to your team when you're missing open shots. If you start taking bad ones, then that's a problem. But it was just, you know, it was just one of those things to where we had to keep grinding, and our guys did, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy. We didn't expect it to be easy, and it would have been nice if it was easier, but at the same time, they had to have a guy play, I mean, absolutely out of his mind, and we didn't, you know, there were a couple shots that he got to that we, you know, that we weren't there on, but he's such a matchup problem as a four-man because he's an off-guard.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you go out there and ask Ross Neltner to guard Frank Tolbert, that's not fair.
Can't catch him, that's right.
That's not fair. Or ask AJ even to guard Quan Prowl. That's a hard thing. And I was really happy with our guys with how hard they fought in situations that we weren't, you know, it was just tough today.
How big was that three at the end of the first half to go to the locker room?
Well, that gave us some momentum. Unfortunately, we didn't capitalize on it coming out. I thought the bigger three was the one that he hit
right
after
here,
we got
yes.
the offensive rebounds when they had cut it to one.
Yep.
I thought that was the big shot of the game.
Played a lot of zone today, and it proved to be pretty effective, didn't it?
Well, Joe, we anticipated that we would have to play more than normal because, again, of the matchups. They don't drive you. We don't feel quite as effectively out of their zone offense as they do out of their man offense. And then early in the second half, part of the problem was they started hurting us with one of their ball screening actions, and they hit a couple of threes on it, and so that was when we had to get away from it and go back to the zone. And AJ's foul trouble obviously caught. I had to get him back in the game. I just felt like we had to have his presence in there offensively, and so that forced us into the zone. But I liked our zone, particularly the longer the game went, the more I liked it. As we got towards the end of the game, we got them spread out a little bit, and we kind of, you know, fluffed it out some and extended it, and I thought that I thought it caused them some problems.
Looks like guys were really helping on defense as well, and you know, I saw a lot of times when guys came over and cut off passes, helped out on the baseline.
Well, that's been a big emphasis, and Coach Rich is gonna blow a hole in this floor if we don't get somebody over to the help line. He's been on that with these guys so hard, it was really a focus the last 2 days because Auburn's going to drive the ball. We have got to get to the help line, cross the lane, and protect the basket. And we did a better job of it today. We still left some out there,
yeah,
but not nearly like we did at Mississippi, or not literally like we have in some past games.
We talked with King before the game, and he said this is going to be interesting because we both know each other so well.
Yeah, well, King was a college teammate, which you guys have probably already addressed. But he and Jeff Lebo were college teammates, and so. I think they talk real frequently, and so, you know, King's got a good idea of kind of what their personnel issues are, and they're a good staff. They know what they're doing, and so they did a good job. I tell you what they did. Well, I'm not going to tell you what they did, but they
somebody else might.
they caused us some problems today that we're not used to being caused, and really, really a good attack, and
Yeah, let's keep that to ourselves.
Yeah, we don't want to tell anybody else, but it was impressive.
Well, it was nice to be able to enjoy the home court, though. We're back going back out again. You know, it seems a long time since we've been here, and now you go back to Georgia and South Carolina, and at least going with a win and a little more confidence, I would hope.
Well, you know, we had to get this one today. We felt like, and that's just kind of the way it is, we did, and so, you know, I probably should have said something in the post-game media, but one of the great things that happened this week, Joe, was I got a call from Matt Frege on Thursday asking if he and Russell Lakey could come by practice on Thursday.
Yep.
And they came by, and in our film session, they sat in on the film session with us and both addressed our team. And it was probably as happy a moment as I've had as a coach since I've been at Vanderbilt, just because it was what they had to say, and how, you know, their team was 2-4 in the league their mm-hmm. senior year, and Kentucky was coming in here, and it was a huge game, and Matt talked about, you know, here's what the coaches are going to be telling you guys, because this is what they told us, and for a minute you think, oh, you know, but what they're telling you is exactly right. And Russell talked about, he talked about, it was awesome, just how much he didn't want to let his teammates down, and the more we got like that, the better we would be. And I thought these guys played today like they didn't want to let their teammates down.
Well, that's
and it was as good a thing as it could have been. And those two guys were just absolutely awesome.
Sure are. I saw them Thursday. And Russell was the guy. Boy, if you wanted to say, okay, go stop him.
Yeah,
that was the guy.
Yeah, Russell, get in there and guard that ball a little bit for you, for sure.
Congratulations. Thanks for coming out here. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Thanks.